And Robin, I think we're coming up on a holiday weekend, although I can't tell. Although maybe the fact that there's so much activity in Washington is some indication.
Yes, there's no truth to the rumor that Rand Paul is still talking in the well of the Senate. But there's been all sorts of jockeying in Washington over several big issues ahead of the holiday. Let's find out if anyone blinked. First of all, there's the controversial National Security Agency surveillance program exposed by Edward Snowden 2 years ago. That's what Rand Paul was speaking out against in a 10.5-hour de facto filibuster against the NSA programs. It lasted until nearly midnight last night.
My voice is rapidly leaving. My bedtime is long since past. We've had a dozen senators come down from both parties.
Well, he did delay a vote, and the Justice Department warned that lawmakers, starting tomorrow, the NSA will have to wind down the bulk collection of phone records by the NSA. That implies maybe jeopardizing security if a deal isn't reached. Then there's President Obama's fast-track trade authority. That moved ahead today in a close vote. So let's bring in NPR's senior Washington editor, Ron Elving. And Ron, start with the NSA. Remind us what the debate over the NSA is about and what these deadlines are.
The NSA has a program that Edward Snowden told us all about 2 years ago by which they collect bulk records of everybody's telephone records. Now, this doesn't necessarily mean that they're listening in on every telephone conversation in America. It just means that they have a record that it was made. This was incorporated in the Patriot Act way back in 2001 so that the NSA would have the ability to track terrorist activity in and out of the United States by telephone, because that's what some of the 9/11 conspirators had done. So it's been getting bigger. It's gotten huge. Edward Snowden exposed just how big it is. And a great number of people in the United States are disturbed about this. Whether they exactly understand what the NSA is doing or not, it's disturbing to know that this much data is being collected on them. And we know that Rand Paul, 2 years ago, put on another sort of pseudo-filibuster, just a long speech really is all it amounted to, in his objections, expressing his objections to that program. And quite a few other senators helped him out, both on that occasion and again last night.
Well, so the Justice Department warns, hey, we're going to have to end that bulk collection starting tomorrow in order to make a June deadline, you know, if this isn't reenacted. So do we understand today there may be a vote? Saturday vote.
That's correct. Mitch McConnell, the Republican leader in the Senate, has filed a cloture petition. That means that he'll get 60 votes to proceed to actually have a real vote on the underlying legislation to cut off any filibuster. And again, Rand Paul is not in effect actually filibustering at this point. If he gets that cloture vote, and he has gotten the cloture vote scheduled for Saturday, they could have it sooner if there were unanimous consent. I think that unlikely, although it's possible that sometimes you can get 100 senators to agree on something. And if they do, they could have the vote sooner. But right now, it's scheduled to happen on Saturday. And what they are going to vote on is the bill passed already by the House, which is called the USA Freedom Act, and it would supersede the Patriot Act. And it does not have this NSA bulk collection of telephone records in it. So that would be the big change. And the Senate could approve that on Saturday and send it on to the president. And then we'd have another question mark there as to whether or not the president would sign it. But that's where we stand.
And by the way, is that the bill that shifts the collection to phone companies?
It shifts the collection to phone companies under very different kinds of terms, so that the actual demand for evidence before the collection would have to be much more rigorous and much more specific. And it's most important that it would be so specific to certain individuals.
Right, and the government can't hold them. But take a look at the other issue that suddenly had some last-minute movement, the president's authority to fast-track trade.
Yes, this has been controversial, of course, from the get-go. And in recent weeks, it's had near-death experiences. The most recent one was over Democratic demands that they be assured that Congress would continue to fund what's called the Export-Import Bank. That's very important to financing certain companies' overseas trade deals, parentheses, Boeing. And so you have the senators from Washington State very concerned about that. And some of their other senators, about 10 Democrats in all, were withholding their votes for the president's trade promotion authority. It's called popularly known as fast track right. authority. And what that does is it tells the president he can negotiate a trade deal in whole, in toto, and bring it up for an up or down vote in the Congress. And it is an up or down vote from there on. They can't amend it. That obviously makes it a lot easier to negotiate with our trading partners. And in this case, we're talking about trading partners on the Pacific Rim.
Yeah.
So this, too, has apparently moved forward this morning as they resolved something on the Export-Import Bank to the satisfaction of those Democratic senators. They were on board. They got over 60 votes for it. And that trade promotion authority will be voted on in the next 2 days as well.
So there's nothing like a holiday to maybe light a fire, although it sounds like lawmakers will be working this week. And just very, very briefly, funding for highway programs runs out at the end of the month. That means summer jobs, but we understand that might not get done before break.
It might not. The House passed a temporary 2-month extension on Tuesday, and the Senate has not yet committed a time for a vote on that, so it might not happen until they come back the first week of June.
Ron Elving, senior Washington editor and correspondent for NPR. Ron, thanks as always.
Thank you, Robin.